She was looking around uncertainly, as though lost. Her long black coat concealed her figure, and she looked away as I reached the bottom of the steps. All that I received was a glimpse of her face and a hint of her perfume. She reminded me of Corinna. I was a few paces into the square formed by the dog leg in the passage, where it opens out and is accessible to traffic from the other direction. My thoughts were of Corinna, but I still noticed the man who had so recently been standing outside my father's bookshop. He was now lounging in a doorway, looking again at his ridiculous watch. Once again I was annoyed by the man, but at that moment, in the far corner of the courtyard, a door burst open. It crashed against a parked car and bounced back towards a large man in a balaclava who was coming out. He caught the door as it rebounded, looked around quickly, and pulled from behind him a naked, white, skinny man. His wrists were bound together with thick grey tape, and he reeled from the other's grasp. Unable to save himself, he fell to the ground. I was transfixed. A large white van was parked with its engine running, its rear doors open. The man in the balaclava lifted the naked man off the ground and